Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, we've all been there, right? You know those times where you're like, my neighbors are a little off.
Right, like when they're practicing bagpipes at 3 a.m. or digging a moat around their property.
Exactly. But the story we're diving into today... Oh, this one takes the whole Nightmare Neighbor thing to a whole new level.
Oh, I bet.
Buckle up, because this one is wild. One of our listeners sent us this story, and it's got it all. Accusations from years ago.
Years ago.
Years ago. A mysterious bumper.
Ooh, mysterious.
Threatening notes.
Please.
And even, wait for it, a brain damage excuse.
A brain damage excuse. Okay, you've got my attention. This sounds like a doozy.
Oh, it is. Where do we even begin with this one? I mean, it starts off pretty normal. Our listener parks their car on the street, you know, like usual.
Right.
No big deal.
Totally routine.
But then, out of nowhere, the neighbor shows up at their door, and she's got this wild accusation.
Yes. What is it?
She claims our listener hit her truck.
Hit her truck.
And caused all this damage.
Okay.
3 years ago.
3 years ago. Wow. That's a long time to wait to bring something like that up. I mean, was it really our listener? What's going on here?
Right. I mean, 3 years just makes you wonder, like, what's the neighbor's motivation here? Was it an honest mistake?
Right.
Or could there be something else going on?
Yeah.
It gets even weirder. So the neighbor, she insists that she has video footage of this supposed incident.
Okay.
But when our listener's like, hey, can I see this video? She claims she forgot.
She forgot.
Because of brain damage.
Oh, come on. Brain damage? Is she serious? It sounds like she's trying to pull a fast one.
It's like a bad excuse. You know, it's almost comical, but at the same time, it's kind of unsettling. It's like, is she using this medical condition as a way to, you know, avoid scrutiny? What's going on?
Yeah, that's not right. I mean, it could be a form of manipulation.
Oh, for sure.
Psychologists call it gaslighting. You know, it's when someone tries to make you doubt your own memories and sanity.
It's like you're messing with your head.
Exactly. And by bringing up this whole brain damage thing, it's like she's creating this smokescreen.
Oh, yeah.
To make it harder for the listener to challenge her version of events.
It's like she's trying to control the narrative.
Exactly.
Now, to our listener's credit, they didn't just sit back and take this. Mm-hmm. You know, they tried to reason with the neighbor. They even showed her time-stamped photos proving that their bumper was already damaged.
Already damaged.
Way before any of this supposed truck incident.
Oh, wow. So there's proof.
There's proof.
Mm-hmm.
But the neighbor, she wouldn't budge. She just kept demanding cash.
Demanding cash.
To fix her truck and to just drop the whole thing.
That's so strange. It seems like it's not even about the damage anymore. It's like she's trying to take advantage of the situation.
Right. Like she saw an opportunity and she's like, okay, let's see what I can get out of this. It's pretty messed up.
Yeah, that's not cool. It feels like our listener was being targeted from the start. And you said it gets creepier.
Oh, it gets so much creepier. So just wait. A few days later, our listener goes out to their car and guess what? It's been moved.
It's been moved. What?
Moved down the street. And there's a brand new scratch on the side.
Okay, hold on. Someone moved their car and scratched it. This is getting really strange.
It's super suspicious, right? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, moving the car, that's a whole other level. It's not just words anymore. It's like she's interfering with their property.
Right. And that's where documentation becomes crucial.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to keep track of everything. Dates, times, descriptions, take photos, videos, anything you can get.
It's like building a case.
Exactly. Because if you're dealing with someone who's twisting reality, you need that evidence.
You need proof. And our listener, they were smart enough to start documenting everything. But before they could even set up a dash cam.
A dash cam?
The notes started showing up.
Notes? What kind of notes?
Handwritten notes, like on their windshield, with messages like, you can't hide forever and neighbors should pay their dues.
Oh, wow. That's creepy. It's like something out of a movie.
I know, right? And they were all signed CJ, the neighbor's initials.
So she's not even trying to hide it. It's like she wants them to know it's her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so unsettling. It's like psychological warfare.
It is, as those notes are meant to scare them, make them feel anxious and watch. And the fact that she signed them is like a personal touch, a reminder that she's in control.
It's like a power play, right? Like, I'm watching you.
Mm-hmm.
As if the notes weren't creepy enough, she starts parking her truck.
Parking her truck.
Inches away from our listener's car.
Yep.
Like every single day.
Oh, come on. Seriously. What is she doing? It's like she's trying to trap them, box them in.
Right. Just create this constant sense of unease. Like, I'm here and I'm not going anywhere.
It's all about control and dominance. She's invading their space, making it clear that she's not backing down.
Exactly. So at this point, our listener's like, okay, I need to do something. They start taking daily photos of their car, and they finally install that dash cam.
The dash cam.
And let me tell you, what that dash cam caught is mind-blowing. We'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm on the edge of my seat here. What did that dash cam reveal? I'm dying to know. What did that dash cam show?
Okay, so get this. The footage shows the neighbor, like in broad daylight.
In broad daylight.
Yeah, attempting to stage an impact with our listener's car.
She's faking it.
Oh, yeah. She had this rubber pad, and she's literally pressing it against their bumper, trying to make it look like a fresh dent.
Wow. That's incredible.
I know, right?
Ugh.
It's almost laughable. Like, you can't make this stuff up.
It's so absurd, but it also shows how far she was willing to go.
Right. Like, to what lengths to manipulate this whole situation.
Yeah. I mean, that level of deception, it really says something about her character.
It does. It's like a total lack of empathy, you know?
Right. And a willingness to exploit any perceived vulnerability. It's like, she's not even trying to be subtle about it.
No, not at all. So our listener, they're pretty brave, right? They go straight to the neighbor's house, footage in hand, and they confront her.
Good for them. I wouldn't have the guts to do that.
I know, it's scary. And you know the neighbor said? She denied everything.
Of course she did.
Said the video was doctored, even made this snide comment about tech-savvy millennials and their gadgets.
Oh, wow. Blaming the technology. That's a new one.
Right. It's like she thought she could just talk her way out of it. But our listeners stood their ground.
That's good.
Made it clear they weren't messing around, and they threatened to call the police if the harassment didn't stop.
Did it work?
You know what? It did, for a little while anyway. Things quieted down. But as we know, with these neighborly disputes, there's always another twist.
Oh, I was just thinking that. There's always another twist coming.
Right. So one morning, our listener wakes up and finds their car, egged.
Egged what?
Yep. Yolk all over the windshield, the side of the car. It was a mess.
Oh, that's awful. I mean, egging a car. That's so childish.
It is. And of course, there was another note.
Another note.
This time it said, no one likes a tattletale.
Oh, come on. It's like she's trying to bully them into silence.
Exactly. And the thing is, this time our listener called the police, filed a report, but without any witnesses or proof, there wasn't much they could do.
Right. It's their word against hers. That's why it's so important to document everything.
Oh, absolutely. Every photo, every video, every timestamp.
It all adds up.
Yep. And thankfully, our listener had that dash cam rolling because the final straw, the incident that brought this whole nightmare to an end, well, it was caught on camera.
Okay, you've got to tell me what happened.
So picture this. Our listener is at home, just relaxing, when they hear this terrible scraping sound coming from outside.
Scraping? Uh-oh.
They look out the window, and there she is, the neighbor, pushing a metal shopping cart.
A shopping cart?
Down the side of their car, like deliberately scratching it from back to front.
Oh my gosh, are you serious? That's not just egging anymore, that's serious damage.
Right. And the worst part, she saw our listener watching, looked right at them, gave them this smug grin, and just walked back to her truck like nothing happened.
It's like she wanted to get caught.
It's almost like she was daring them, you know? Like, what are you going to do about it?
It's a total power trip. She's lost all sense of boundaries.
And that was it for our listener. They immediately called the police, and this time, with the dash cam footage, the police had what they needed.
Finally. So, what happened to the neighbor?
Well, justice was served. She was fined, had to pay for the damage to the car.
Good.
And best of all, the harassment stopped. No more parking too close, no more notes, no more eggs.
It's like a switch flipped and the nightmare was over.
Right. You'd think that would be the end of it, right? Peace at last. But our listener, they still feel uneasy.
Oh, I bet. I mean, after something like that, it's hard to just forget about it.
Right. They mentioned seeing the neighbor's truck driving by every now and then, slowing down just enough to give them chills.
It's like she's still trying to intimidate them.
Exactly. Like a shadow hanging over them, a reminder that she's still out there.
That's so scary. It makes you wonder, even though it's over, can you ever truly feel safe after something like that?
It's a tough situation. It makes you think, like, what would you do if you were in their shoes?
Yeah, how do you even move on from something like that?
Exactly, because it's over, but it's not really over, you know?
Right. Like, how do you shake that feeling of being unsafe in your own home?
That's what I want to talk about. Like, what can someone actually do if they find themselves dealing with a nightmare neighbor?
Well, first of all, documentation is so important. Like, keep a detailed record of every incident. Dates, times, descriptions.
Right, like a neighbor log.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And take photos, videos, whatever you can get. Because if you need to involve the police or, you know, take legal action.
You've got the evidence.
You've got the proof. Just like our listener with the dash cam, that was a game changer.
It was the thing that saved them. So documentation for sure. Yeah. What else?
Communication can be helpful, but you have to be smart about it. Like if you feel safe, try talking to your neighbor. See if maybe it's just a misunderstanding. But you have to be realistic, you know? If you're dealing with someone who's manipulative, probably not going to work.
So what do you do then when talking doesn't get you anywhere?
Then it's time to set boundaries. Don't engage. Don't retaliate. Just focus on protecting yourself. Security cameras, motion lights, anything that might deter them.
Like a fortress.
Pretty much. And if you ever feel threatened or if their behavior is escalating, don't hesitate to call the police.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely. Your safety comes first.
This story has been a wild ride. It really shows you how important it is to be aware and document everything and know your rights when it comes to dealing with these situations. But before we go, I want to ask you, our listeners, what would you have done in this situation?
It's a tough question, and there's no right answer. Every situation is different. But the most important thing is to remember that you're not alone.
Yeah, neighbor disputes happen all the time. Unfortunately. And there are resources out there to help you. So stay safe out there. And if you have a crazy neighbor story you want to share, hit us up on our website or social media.
We love hearing from you.
Until next time, keep those cameras rolling and those boundaries strong.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.